Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy. This COVID-19 2021 dish. Might have to drop that COVID-19 issue aspect soon. I'm your host, Kevin Pollock. Yes, that's Kevin Pollock. What's that? I've only actually pooped my pants once. Yeah. And it was during kindergarten orientation, so I was 4 and a half. Okay. Oh, and then again just now. So twice. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order. Say hello to James Heaney, Jimmy H. What was the most recent song you learned to play on the guitar?
I guess it was not that recent, but it is the most recent. It was Waiting in a Velvet Sea by Fish, which I then made a parody into a different song parodying the video game Skyrim.
Oh, I knew I was asking the right person. And now Craig Kakowski with his best cheeseburger in Los Angeles review corner. Cacao?
Oh, my God. It's like, you got incredible mouthfeel.
Right.
I'm definitely getting some acid reflux.
Right. Yeah, I didn't mean you had to eat the burger as you did the review.
I interpreted it as, also, like, you told me about this like 5 days ago, so I bought the burger then.
Right.
And have held on to it. I should have bought it day of.
I mean, there's no should have, really.
It is not good. Mm-hmm. It is not good. I don't know what people are talking about.
Hey, there's Jackie Gonzalez de Ruthie. JGD, what the hell is your favorite dinner entree?
It's lechon. It is that barbecued full pig that Joey spoke of a few episodes back.
Absolute favorite entree. I love that.
Absolutely. Give me that with a side of moros. That's black beans and rice cooked together, and plantains. If you want to throw some yuca in there, I'm very happy.
I was just going to ask.
That's the Christmas Eve. That's the Nochebuena meal, and that is my favorite meal of the year. It is my favorite meal of all time.
And Joey, what will you be having?
Well, I'm working the event. Right. So we're just going to be kind of picking. But did bring off of Craig's information and his behest a burger, but right. He did say I don't know if I'm going to eat it because he did tell me to get it a couple weeks ago, and I haven't touched
it. How's it looking?
I don't know. The entire container is pitch black now. It wasn't before, so I can't really tell.
Sorry, the container is pitch black.
Yeah, it was a clear Pyrex. Now sure. It is just. Yeah. Just at the void. Not I don't
just,
know.
So I'm, not just black.
It's no, pitch black. Okay. The movie with Vin Diesel. Sure. So that's going on right now inside the Pyrex. And you can watch it right now. It's actually pretty good.
The password is Pyrex. Let's do a damn show, shall we? All of our scene suggestions, of course, gather from your listener emails or from our patron VIPs to become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks. Just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please love to read them at our new email address, new-ish, alchemythis@gmail.com. That's alchemythis. Scene one comes from patron VIP Kevin Quast, who wrote, "Hello, Alchemist. I'm writing from Australia, where the relatively good control of COVID has resulted in more TV shows and commercials intended for the U.S. audience being made here down under instead. They tell the actors and extras to look American, place a fake USPS mailbox or some other American thing on the streets, and the U.S. TV audience never knows the difference, right? Thus, my scene suggestion, trying and failing to portray Americans while making a TV commercial for Americans that are very Australian, with a very Australian cast and crew. This is also a thinly veiled attempt to hear all of your great Aussie accents once again." Thank you, Kevin.
Kai?
Yeah, Mike, I've been working for a long time and doing all these things. It's not a problem for me to come in here and do, you know?
Absolutely.
Because extra work for me, it's not even, because this is the fun thing, it's not even extra. I do it for free.
I'm not an extra. I'm actually one of the principals. So you can't really talk to me, actually. If you could not talk to me, I need to focus because I actually have lines. So.
No, that's fine. Yeah, they told me to be over here. They said, this is the area in which you're going to have to hang out in. Right?
You can be here, but you just can't talk to me because I need to focus on the lines.
You know what I mean? I can be anywhere, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah. But, yeah, you know, extra work for me is not even something that I think about. It's just like I'm in the zone. You know, I just get out there and I just do exactly what they want me to do.
Right, I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just trying to focus on my line. So I'm just going to be, I won't be looking at you and I technically won't be listening.
Not a problem.
I'm just going to be focusing on my lines.
Oh, yeah, totally understand that. Yeah, I've been, you know, doing this so long that eye contact in general, I despise when I'm on set, you know what I mean? Because I'm working and I'm trying to do my thing this way again, you know what I mean? So it's just like, can I get a coffee too?
Have you ever had a beer?
And it's just like, you were just saying it. I thought you were just.
I'm not talking to you. I'm actually.
I know that.
I'm practicing my lines. I need to practice 100%,
my lines. 100%. Okay. I don't want to get in the
way.
That's
what I'm going to do over here. And you can be here.
No, I can be anywhere. I can be anywhere. That's the beauty of being an extra. But I tell you, it's in the process.
I don't think my co-star is going to be able to get rid of her accent. I think it sounds you can tell she's Australian. I've worked really hard to sound like an American. And I'd like you to have a talk to her, if you don't mind. Because she needs some more direction. No?
Yeah, let me put you in contact with the director.
Thank you. It's just that when she's talking, I clearly see, I can hear that she's Australian, and I don't think it's going to pass for American.
Here's your director.
Hi, yeah, I'm zooming in from Los Angeles.
How convenient that must be for you.
It's great. It's and we're on my time, right? So it's 2 a.m. for you guys.
yeah. Okay, and it's hard to stay awake this late. I'm losing my American accent, so I'm trying to keep it up.
Are you doing it now?
I'm trying to do my American accent. It's probably a little strange, but once I get on camera, I'll be able to do it all American, no problem. I don't have the same faith in my co-star.
Yeah. Oh, really? You're throwing your co-star under the bus. Okay.
But I hear her and she's practicing and then she sounds Australian. Very Australian. You couldn't even tell I'm Australian.
Right. Well, let's just run through the lines a little bit. And is she nearby?
I think she's in her dressing room. I can go get her, but it's pretty late.
Was Kurt there? Kurt, can you find the talent?
Yep. I'm on it.
All right.
So would you mind saying my line in an American accent so I can copy it? It'd make it a little easier for me. It's late at night.
Oh, I guess. Wow. Now I'm feeling a little self-conscious about my accent. Does it sound typically American to you?
You sound a little bit like a cowboy to me.
Like a cowboy? Okay. I'm from Delaware.
I guess that's how I hear all Americans. It's like sound a little bit like a cowboy to me. I just want to make sure I do it authentic. So if you could just say my beer line for me. Oh, I think I'm slipping into it.
Okay. I guess in just a generic American accent, the line is, wow, that's a great beer. Let me hear you say
wow, that's a great beer. How's that? Does that sound pretty American?
That sounded a little bit like a pro wrestler or a Viking. I don't know. You need to add that much grit to it. Just give it to me. Just throw it away. Just throw it away. Okay.
Oh, here she is.
And Natalia understand that. And that's just exactly why I did it.
So I'm actually going to be talking to the director now. And if you could actually go back to where you were.
Who's this other guy?
I'm an extra.
He's an extra.
I'm an extra. I can be anywhere. So that's the whole point of it, mate. He's just
okay. I don't want to see the extras.
All right. Just Natalia.
All right. Just my leads.
Can I be around? I mean, I'm going to be around, you know.
Kurt, can we get rid of this guy?
Yeah, over here, mate. Yeah, follow me.
Yeah, all right, mate. It's all good.
Hello, my wonderful talent. Look, your auditions were better than anyone. And Sheila, I've definitely seen you in some Australian soaps.
Absolutely,
You're wonderful. Let me hear a little bit of that American accent. So we'll just take it from the top.
Take it from the top, sure. Okay.
And action.
Hey, have you ever had a beer?
Sounds ridiculous. That sounds absolutely ridiculous.
Just say your, just say your line.
There's no way I'm working with her.
That's not his line. That's the thing.
Yeah, just say your line.
Hey, so Jim, I'm with the client. What are we looking at here exactly? Are these audition tapes? What's happening?
No, this is the spot.
Oh, no. No. This was the best you could get?
This was, I mean, we worked for so long.
Well, that's not exactly what I wanted. And I was in the original Mortal Kombat, all right? I was Kano. Did you see that? Did you see the Mortal Kombat? I'm Kano.
Yeah. Yeah, I recognize you from it. I didn't want to tip off that, but yeah, I do know your work from that.
Kano.
Right. Well, you know, I think, you know, it's one of those spots that the more times you watch it, mm-hmm. you know, and I think it kind of takes on a meta element a little bit. But this, let me play it for you one more time. This is the best take that we got.
Okay.
Hey, have you ever had a beer?
I drink beer all the time, and I don't need no more of that beer.
That's the best.
Foster's beer.
That's the best one.
Yeah, it's a lot better than the others. The others, they're just, I mean, that one man. Just
for shits and giggles, can you humor me and just show me the ones you didn't like? Just so I.
In the original Mortal Kombat,
no.
I played Kano.
Sorry, sir. I just meant the original commercial that you shot.
And by the way, we did rewrite the tagline. It's no longer Foster's Australian for beer, it's just Foster's beer.
That's a little confusing.
I don't have a problem with that. This is too American.
People are going to think it's some guy named Foster's beer.
Right.
You know?
Right. So Kato.
I was Kano.
Kato.
In the original Mortal Kombat.
Okay. Are you saying Kato or Kano?
Let's check out some of the other.
Eric, listen. Yeah. I know that my co-star was talking shit about me.
Right.
And I want to make it clear that he and I are not friends.
No.
He and I are not friends. I'm friends with Heather the Hemsworth.
Yeah.
I'm friends with some sharks. And I'm friends with Bindi Irwin. And I'm not friends with him. He and I have worked together in the past, and it did not go well.
No, I understand. Hold on. Yep. I'm with the he and there. That's scene one. I can't do it. I have... clearly never learned an Australian accent, but James is going to teach me and all is going to be right. Scene two comes to us from George, who wrote, "Howdy, y'all. I've loved the show since way back when Josh and Chuck plugged it on their Stuff You Should Know podcast." Wow. Coming up on 3 years, I think. What a cool ride it's been to see the show grow and blossom into what it is today. All of you seem to have honed the most excellent and funny Southern judge characters. Scene suggestion. A group of Southern judges on vacation together in Australia. What are the chances?
No.
I made that up. I made up the Australian part. Thanks for the laugh, George. Order up.
Jeez, have you seen that table over there? That's just insane. I just didn't want to bring another drink over there. So can we just like knock over until I have to drop the check off, please?
What's the problem?
What do you mean, what's the problem? Look at them. They're all just like thick black robes hanging out over there.
They're from another state, all right, Steve? Why do you have to be obvious. So judgmental?
Because they're annoying as hell. They're super loud. They're calling out what any random thing they see that's not like what they want is a crime, and they've been sentencing other tables.
Right.
Okay?
Right. Now, where's Steve? Where's my waiter?
That's you, buddy.
Fuck, shit. Wait, can you go over there and say like,
No, I can't. It's your fuck.
I hereby summon Steve to my table.
Oh, my God. Yes. Hello. Can I get you on anything else? Another top off of that Arnold Palmer? Or?
I have passed judgment on this Arnold Palmer, and my verdict is delicious.
Great.
What are the chances that I could get myself a mojito?
Pretty good. We have it on the menu, so.
Well, then bring me a mojito, please.
Motion yes, denied. Motion denied.
I haven't drank too much. Get me a mojito.
Yes, sir. Yes, I'll bring you a mojito.
Would you like me? The Honorable Judge Miss Amanda has returned to the table. The bathrooms are gorgeous.
No, everyone can sit down. You don't need to stand up.
All rise. You heard the lady.
All rise.
What is this happening? Are we on? Honey, what?
The restrooms are absolutely spotless. Very good.
I am getting this gentleman a mojito. Would you like something?
Well, the margarita went right through me both ways. So can I just switch over to a seltzer water?
Yeah, you are. You mean you threw up? Is that what you meant?
I think she means she shit out her margarita.
Yeah, no, I believe that means it's trimmings, tops, and bottoms.
Well, this is something that we could actually pass judgment on, isn't it? Here are your I won't give you exhibits A and B. I'm not a lawyer, but at the end,
I'm just gonna come back with the seltzer.
Okay, at the end of the day, I peed and I pooped. I peed and I pooped, and they're both very liquidy. They're both very liquidy.
I'll allow it. I want to see where this is going.
She just said she peed and she pooped. They were both very liquidy,
and you'd expect that from pee. So we want to hear more.
Well,
let's see where this is going, but you're on thin ice, counselor.
At the end of the day, the poop came out almost like pee. So it was a little bit confusing, but I could feel that it was coming out of both holes.
All right, so could I switch
to a seltzer, and can you bring me some kind of, do you have any sausage on the menu?
Not to be dirty, but I think I'm going to put that down as poopy. All right.
I have a lobster roll. It's like the only kind of.
I'll take it.
Okay, and do we want to do food now too, or?
Let's confer.
All right, we'll confer.
Okay, can we retire to our chambers and discuss the menu?
Let's take a quick 5-minute recess.
You're going to go to the cabanas again and come back here?
5-minute recess.
You have to close out here if you're going to go to the cabanas. I'm not going to transfer this order.
Steve, can I see my office for a second?
Yeah.
I understand it was not an easy lunch hour today.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Oh, did you get new walls?
I did. Thank you. Yeah. The missus came by. She's the one with the taste. I've got the money.
She installed the walls?
She picked out the fabric.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So did lunch go better than this is going, would you say?
It was wild. Mm-hmm. It was not good. It wasn't good.
It wasn't good
for anybody, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Because the customers.
Is this a new chair?
The customers were not happy. It's all new. It's all.
Okay, because you said we couldn't get new uniforms because there was no money in the budget, and then I come into your office and it's just
that's right.
Everything.
Yeah, Steve. Let me ask you a quick question. Have you ever owned anything? Well, when you do, you'll decide who gets what. Okay. So the customers left written complaints like I've never seen before. Like 12-page reports.
Yeah.
And each one had a closing argument.
I mean, these are sentencing on
the last page.
Sentencing?
Yeah. And all of them sentenced you to life in hell. Not prison, hell.
In hell? First off, I don't believe in hell. Secondly, that's crazy. They just sent you this isn't even a Yelp. They sent you 12 pages?
No Yelp involved. That's what I'm saying. Hand delivered to me.
So courier service came and dropped. Sir,
I've asked you to not call Pedro courier service, okay? He washes the dishes. He brought me each of the, and there's discovery. And you know what they discovered? You're not working out here, buddy. So you tell me what you want to do before next shift begins. You want to pull your head out of your ass?
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All
right. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Do you like the chairs? I don't know if they're working.
I mean, it's sit so down. Much leather.
Sit down.
It's so much leather.
Sit down on the chair. Right?
Oh, is that an ensuite?
Your ass just sinks, right?
You put an ensuite into the...
We wanted to rent out 3 separate kayaks, unless you have 1 3-seater.
Typically, there's only two seater kayaks, and none of us want to go alone.
I don't believe we have any three-seat kayaks, no. So, you want three two-seaters?
If not a three-seater, three single-seaters.
Okay, so we don't have any three-seaters. You want three kayaks?
I don't think you're hearing us correctly. We want three single-seater kayaks, unless, which as you have stated, you don't have a three-seater.
As previously ruled in Kayak versus Delaware, we are entitled to the kayak which we ordered.
Excuse me, do you have any candy?
It's a kayak rental. I don't understand where the candy comes in.
I want candy.
Okay. Does this child belong to any of you?
This is not my child,
not,
sir.
Not my child.
Okay. What's your name? What's your name, little fella?
Julius.
Okay, Julius, I know where the candy is. You see those rocks over there?
Uh-huh.
You gotta climb up onto those rocks, and the candy's on the other side.
There's
quick,
candy.
Grab a kayak while he's distracted.
I got one.
God, it's hot. It's extra. I'm already sweating buckets in my robe. Now add on the weight of this kayak. Oh, I might kill over.
Do you think he was telling the truth about the candy beyond that rock?
Hey, kid, what kind of candy are you looking for today?
M&M's,
M&M's,
Jolly Ranchers.
You want the M&M's with peanuts or plain? It's an easy one. You must not be a fan of M&M's in general, because everybody knows which they prefer.
I want fruit by the foot. Lollipops. I want ice cream.
We got it.
Excuse me, sir. You served me this morning. You served me and my son, Julius. My son. Do you remember him?
Calm down. I'm sorry.
He's about waist high. My son.
I'm dealing with the lawyer
Julius,
right now. What's going on?
Do you remember him? You served us this morning.
Calm down. I served you this morning. Yes.
He's about yay high, waist high. He's got red hair, one eye, a scar against his lips, freckles on his chest, and some hair on his elbows. Do you remember him, my son?
You're describing a generic child. I don't know what to tell you. Like, that's what every kid looks like.
I can't find him.
Ring.
Hold on. Hello?
Hi, I'm trying to reach Steve.
What was your name? I don't remember. He told me
Steve?
Steve. Hold on. I don't know. Someone's on the phone.
What?
This is for hello? You.
Hi, this is Julius Marmalade, your attorney.
What happened to Julius Bourbonstein?
Julius Bourbonstein, my son.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. I'm trying to get in contact.
My son,
my
Julius.
I think I'm talking to his partner.
My partner Julius Bourbonstein is not available. I'm Julius Marmalade. But you're saying your son is also named Julius? What are the odds?
No, not my son.
What are the odds?
This woman's son is named Julius.
Look, I'm looking over the judgment.
What is going on? Why did you call her number to get me? How did you know this?
Look, all Juliuses are connected, you know, at least psychically. Looking over this, I mean, there's nothing we could do. You got to go to hell.
What? Yeah. I believe in hell.
No, I don't want a kayak. Have you seen my son, Julius? My son, Julius. He's about waist high. Red hair, freckles on his chest, hairy patches on his elbows.
Look,
one
I need
eye,
you to take this kayak off my hands, lady, because this is
kayak.
This is more kayak than I need.
I don't want the kayak. I just want to find my son. I went
Do
to the
you
bathroom.
Think she might be describing that young boy that had the freckles on his chest?
Freckles on
and
his
the
chest.
Hair on his elbows.
Hair on his elbows.
And he was looking for delicious sweet candy.
My son loves candy. That's my son. My son.
So as a matter of fact, we did see him. I know that he went behind a rock to look for candy.
Very typical.
I thought that maybe the candy was a lie, so I never investigated further.
Where was the rock? Where was the brain? I need to find my son.
Why is that rock right over there, ma'am?
Thank you.
Okay, don't kiss me.
I'm so grateful. Thank you. Thank you.
You could kiss me. I'm open to kisses.
Thank you both. Okay, goodbye.
Oh my God, that other judge is drowned. Oh my God. Did anyone see that? Oh God.
She'd never used a kayak before. She'd never used a kayak.
Objection. I don't think that I should be in hell. I was never sentenced to hell. I think I should be in heaven.
Right. It says here that you killed a man in Reno just to watch him die.
That was before I took my oath as a judge. Right, that shouldn't count. Me as a judge, that's a new life. That's me starting anew.
So your idea was that you were in the judge section of hell?
I was thinking I was going up top to heaven, to be honest.
Sure. Well,
that's why I didn't even try to swim.
You didn't even try. You had the option.
My kayak flipped and I had the option, but I thought maybe it's a good time. It's a better place. And then I end up here?
Right. It wasn't just the man in Reno, as it turns out. I've got a few other offenses.
Yes, a few assault charges. That is true. Absolutely.
Right. And
honestly, a few wrongful sentencings due to my own prejudgments.
What is this about killing your grandparents?
True.
All right. That is true. I'm glad we got our stats right.
And we are gathered today to mourn a friend.
Yeah, yeah.
A family member.
Yeah, yeah.
An individual who has perished here at Sandals Resort and Spa.
Yeah, yeah.
And knowing that each and every one of us is so thankful.
Objection.
In a morning service? What is this? Who calls this?
Here we go again.
She was my friend, but after finding out some of that shit she did, I can no longer support her. She killed her damn grandparents.
In the past.
But now, did you ever meet her grandparents?
I did
Objection.
Not, sir.
But they
Objection.
Might have been demons themselves.
It doesn't matter how one's grandparents are. You simply don't kill them.
Right.
Sustained.
Maybe she killed them as a way to stay alive. What about that argument? Self-defense.
Well, it didn't seem to work. As she is dead.
Dead and in hell.
I don't think she's dead because she killed her grandparents. Now, again, I throw...
Hi. My son Julius and I, we were going to go to the wading pool. There was supposed to be a movie. It was a dive-in movie. Sit on inner tubes, watch
on.
There was a service. There was actually a very disturbing funeral service of sorts. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Can we move?
You want to see the movie, or what are you asking?
I mean, we have to pay for it if it's in. Can we get it at least for free in the hotel room? He's scarred for life.
Who's scarred for life?
My son. Wait. Oh, where did he go? Julius! Wait, have you seen my son? My son!
No,
he's about
no.
Yay high. He's got red hair, one eye.
Welcome to Orange Julius. How can I help you?
I'm showing some candy.
Well, I mean, we have just these frozen orange drinks. They're kind of like candy, I guess.
M&M, do you want fruit by your foot, jelly races? I want...
We don't have anything like that. What's your name, kid?
Julius.
Really? My name's Julius, too. And I work at Orange Julius. What are
That's
the odds?
Crazy. That's weird.
That is weird. Oh, hold on a second. My phone's ringing. Hello?
Yeah, hi. Can I speak to Julius?
This is he.
Can I speak to Julius Bernstein?
Julius Bernstein?
Julius Bernstein.
That's
my name.
That's your name? Oh, this is for you, kid.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Is this Julius Bernstein?
Uh-huh.
Yes, this is Sheila Quagmire from Spirit Airlines. As I understand, you boarded a plane without a ticket. You went all the way from Hawaii to New Hampshire. And this is actually breaking a lot of security codes, but also as an unattended minor.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
Did I hear her say that Spirit flies direct from Hawaii to New Hampshire?
Uh-huh. Don't tell anyone it's a secret trip, okay?
Okay.
From the top, okay. Spirit flying direct? Sorry, let me...
Yeah, you're going back to your natural accent. Just do it very American.
Yeah, just relate to it. Just hang out with it. Stay in the pocket, right? Okay. It's all fine, right? You know,
okay. You're supposed to be in the commercial.
Imagine I'm on the plane over here. Right? I'm an extra. It's fine, mate. It's fine.
Okay,
I'm hanging out.
Why did we hire these same people?
That is the same too.
Oh my. Oh, buddy boy. Mm-hmm. Scene 3 comes from patron alchemaniac Paul, who wrote, I found a scene suggesting hiding in plain sight since the very beginning of Alchemy This, and I challenge the other listeners to find even better ones, all right? If you anagram the names of the alchemists, Kevin Pollak, Chris Alvarado, Vanessa Raven, Craig Kukowski, Joey Greer, and James Heaney, using each and every letter only once, you get, quote, a weird, vinegary, lovesick monkey, carjacks, aggressive, anal hero. A jerk holds an alpaca. Please, someone do better. It helps to use a spreadsheet. Oh, much love, Paul Hatton of Maryland.
I'm going to need that. I'm going to need that one more time.
Yeah, you are. A weird, vinegary, lovesick monkey, carjacks, aggressive, anal hero. A jerk holds an alpaca.
Okay.
Where does the weird come from?
James.
I guess I don't know what an anagram is.
It's the same way backwards as forwards.
Right. Okay. That's what I thought. Yeah, I don't get it.
I mean, this monkey right here, I mean,
yep.
I can do $600 on it, all right? $600.
I only got $400, you know, and okay, let me ask you a straight question. Did you train this monkey to A, carjack, and B, be a little weird?
Come on, hold on. So you want me to admit to that me training this monkey to do a crime? Huh?
Well, that's what I need. So if you want to sell the monkey...
This is what I'm going to say. Have you seen the movie Outbreak?
Yes.
Okay.
Are we done on that topic?
400. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I've seen the movie Outbreak, and I got 400. What can we do?
405. Come on. Help me out. I got a kid. He needs to go.
I can go as high as 490, but that's it.
490. What are you doing to me? Hit 472. Huh? I got a kid.
I can't do 470.
I got a kid. Come on.
What's a kid's name?
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Is that Italian?
You know what? Here it is. You know what? Take the monkey. Get out of here. No charge, you piece of shit.
All right, listen here, monkey. I know you're weird and I know you're a little vinegary, but I need you to carjack the next Toyota Prius to come down the street. Are we clear on that?
Ooh.
Okay. All right.
Miss, sorry to bother you. Are you going to be here for a bit?
Yeah.
Could you hold my alpaca?
Just
hold my alpaca for a moment. I just need to run into the store.
Does it bite?
No. Well, not usually. I'll give you a carrot, it'll nibble on the carrot, and then it will bite once it thinks your hand is the carrot. So I think just keep some distance there.
Okay. Yeah.
It's very friendly. Its name is Quicksilver. It's an ironic name. It's very slow. I'm just going to run in the store. Just hold the alpaca.
Okay. I'm just sorry. I just want to be clear. I'm here for like 5 minutes. I'm just here for 5 minutes.
I'm going to be 4 minutes tops.
Okay, because I'm just waiting for my lift. So I'm just letting you know. Like, okay.
No problem. Just hold the alpaca, feed the carrot.
Okay.
Be right back.
Welcome to 7-Eleven. I am the greeter. Are you in a hurry?
Well, this is new. You haven't had greeters at 7-Eleven before.
Excuse me, are you going to pick up after that alpaca? It just pooped.
It's not mine. It's not mine.
No, it's not yours. Oh, well, I don't think it's very nice of you to have an alpaca that you're clearly in charge of without picking it up. Pick that shit up off the sidewalk.
I'm holding it for a guy. He'll probably have bags and can pick it. He just kind of gave me a carrot. I don't have a ways to pick it up.
Oh, and no. You know what? My body is a meter.
So you're getting really close to me. Tickets.
No, I want you to pick that alpaca shit up right now.
You need to back up.
What is it doing? What's that thing doing?
It's getting protective is what it's doing.
It's looking at me. Ow! Ow, it bit my hand.
Sometimes it does bite. Ow! Sometimes it does bite.
I'm going to sue you. I'm going to sue you. Ow, it's my elbow.
Wow, I didn't just bite. I was eating your flesh.
Ow! Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
Oh, hold on. Hello?
Hi, is this Tiffany?
Yeah.
Hi, this is your Lyft driver, Julius. I'm trying to find you. I'm in a Toyota Prius.
Yeah, I am on 3rd, just after Sycamore. I'm in front of the 7-Eleven. I'm holding an alpaca that's attacking a man.
Holding an alpaca that's attacking a man.
It's kind of just eating him alive, and honestly, I'm okay with it.
I'm trying to picture an alpaca.
It's like a llama, but a little smaller.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I'll look for that.
Excuse me, Prius driver. Hey, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, what's going on? Okay.
Sorry, sir.
Which one?
The red one. Sorry, sir. The red Prius driver. Yeah.
Are you talking maroon or are you talking cherry red? Because we're both, what are you talking?
They are very similar in colors. I'll tell you what, let's flip a coin. You, what's your name?
What is this? Why am I talking? What am I flipping a coin for? What is going on?
Well, I was actually talking to this Prius guy, and then you interrupted. So if you'd rather not partake.
Oh, I interrupted.
You flagged down two Priuses.
I swear, I was only trying to flag down one.
Okay.
You flagged us both down, buddy.
You flagged us both down.
Okay. Here we are.
Okay. What is your name, sir, in the red Prius?
What a monkey? What the hell is that?
In the red Prius.
Did you tell me to shush?
The cherry red or the burgundy?
The cherry red. You the one who just asked the question. What is your name, sir?
Julius.
Oh, Julius. Oh, great. Okay. You, sir, in the burgundy, whatever the... You can maroon. Go fuck yourself. Thank you.
Fuck
you. Julius, I got a question.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, be quick because I am in a hurry. I got a passenger I got to pick up. I'm a Lyft
driver. I totally understand. How does this drive? Do you like this car?
Yeah, it's a solid ride. Good mileage.
Monkey, get in there.
I know no one has asked me a question, but if I can just make a statement to the court while I'm up here.
I believe we are here, the witness. Yeah.
Okay. I am the witness, and that's really what I want to make clear is I watched this alpaca kill this man, but I wasn't involved. I didn't ask the alpaca to do it. It wasn't even my alpaca. I was watching it for a guy who was in the 7-Eleven. So I just want to make that clear. I am a witness. Because I felt like suspect-y vibes.
Well, you are on trial for the murder of this man.
Right.
But we are mourning as well. Now, the good book says, chapter David, verses A to Z, all 20, if we see he who walks through but does not know, then how can that vine be so prickly and grow?
Objection. Lord, objection.
If I could have the court reporter please read back what was just said.
Okay, let me just flip down to here. It's in the chapter of David. And honestly, I can't read my own writing. Would somebody mind? It's from...
It says here, a weird, vinegary, lovesick monkey.
That's right. What I read, but I don't remember hearing that.
I don't know what that has to do with holding somebody's alpaca for them.
Could we get back to the witness answering the question instead of defending themselves from the stand? The witness
I just wanted to make it clear that I was a witness. I am a witness. Witness. I love that word. Thank you. Witness.
I love that movie.
It was a damn good movie. Peter Weir directed that, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe he did, sir.
Has not done enough films, in my humble opinion.
Well, Master and Commander of the Far Side of the World.
That's why he was invited out of show business?
Sure, would you like a cologne, maybe some refreshment before you head out back into the 7-Eleven?
Look, I just want to grab a couple of things.
Of course.
I mean, it's a convenience store. Of course I'm in a hurry. Right?
Well, sir, we just want to be convenient for you. So any gum? Do you want a new shirt?
No, I don't need a new shirt. I'm just picking up some
but
chips.
You don't? What about if you got some like coffee on your shirt right there?
Hey, ow! That's hot.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Would you like another shirt?
Well, yes. Now I need another shirt. But sell shirts at 7-Eleven?
$30.
Okay. Do you work here?
Of course, sir. I'm here for your convenience.
Well, you haven't been very convenient. You poured hot coffee on me and ruined a goddamn new shirt.
Oh, did I? Because I don't see anyone else here that's going to corroborate.
What did you say?
Corroborate.
Oh, you got eaten by an alpaca? I got flipped on my kayak and decided not to swim.
I don't think I'm dead. I honestly, I think I'm at the wrong spot right now.
Oh, you're in hell, baby. You're in hell.
There's no way. I'm the type of person that would... What?
Sir, if I may, she's correct. You're in hell, which means you're dead.
I'm the type of guy that would point somebody else out that's leaving dog shit or anything.
Let me just get these starter papers going for you, sir.
No. This is just a mistake, a clerical error.
And your business address would be nice. And
Jules, my friends call me Jules.
Yeah, next of kin. Just fill out the form.
Conroy. Next of kin. I never got married. I'm too young to die.
Welcome to hell.
That was great. Can we get the product in there a little more?
Okay, you know, sure.
I mean, I'm right. Kano. I was in Mortal Kombat 1.
I feel like we're doing so many commercials, I'm losing track of which product we're actually selling. So
it's for 7-Eleven coffee.
7-Eleven, okay. Then okay. Tomorrow is for iMac. That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow for you or tomorrow for me? Because it's already tomorrow for you.
That's right.
Okay, M&M's. I've always been a fan of M&M's. Peanuts are a regular, right? That's what I always say. A little Red Bull. Okay. Some toilet paper, just single roll. You got it. Hand sanitizer. I know what you're doing.
I told you this was hell. Absolute hell.
And our register is broken. I'm not going to be able to accept cash, credit, anything like that. Okay.
What about a tab? Can I put it on a tab? I can't. I waited a long time to a tab.
You want to put it on a tab?
Could I put it on a tab?
We're all out of tab.
Did I hear correctly? They sell tab here.
We're out.
Oh damn! I wandered in incorrectly.
That guy looked like he was from the Wild West.
So,
I guess I'll just Venmo?
Venmo?
PayPal?
Our Wi-Fi's down.
Hey, buddy, you need some cash?
Listen, I'm not making any deals
with
you, devil.
Do you need some cash? It seems like you need some cash.
All right.
If you Venmo.
No, I don't want to put it back. Don't put it back.
If you Venmo me $100, I'll give you 60 cash right now.
Really? Okay. Yeah. All right, should be showing up in your phone any minute now.
Yep, there it is. All right. See ya.
Okay, here's $60 cash.
Okay, that's nothing. You never really hand.
So I drove up and I was just there to pick up the passenger. Once I saw that there was a bloody situation happening, that's when I brought out my phone and started recording.
All right. Thank you for that. Next witness, please.
Yeah.
What's up? So
have you been called to the stand, sir?
Yeah, you said next witness, right?
I'm not sure you know how this courtroom works.
Well, traditionally, we will swear in the witness on the good book.
Oh.
Tell him, right. Julius. Do right, you so solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth,
I'm not so help you God? This.
You're not.
Is there, is there a book that you would swear to?
Yeah.
Which one?
I'll tell you right now. It's just it's actually my cousin's comic book. It's sick. It's so cool. It's not finished yet, but like, sick. I got a copy of it right here in my backpack.
Judge here Julius, can we allow such a thing?
That's a spiral notebook. I object.
Well, it, as long as it's a book that the person places a lot of faith in, it doesn't necessarily have to be a traditional Holy Bible.
Well, that's
this book is going to blow up. It's going to be the best book you've ever read. It's going to be the best comic.
He sounds rather confident. I'll allow it.
Now, is it more of a comic or more of a graphic novel? Are there superheroes?
These superheroes look like they're already the proprietary characters from other comic books. This looks strikingly similar to the Batman.
Yeah, he's in there. He's in there. It's going to be sick.
And that's that Batman villain that nobody knows.
No, everybody knows Calendar Man. This is one of the most popular. It's from the Long Halloween. That's a good one, but I don't think he has the rights to it.
I thought it was Colander Man.
No.
Colander Man.
This witness seems a bit confused. Do we need to take a small recess?
Recess?
Yeah. I think we should. Let's take a recess to a resort in South Florida.
I said sandals.
Sandals? Motion passed.
Are you fucking kidding? Hello, how can
Hello, Steve Marino.
Hello.
That is our show for today. Poor Steve. He really didn't see it coming. Let's thank our alchemists in no particular order, starting with Jackie Gonzalez DeRuthi. Jackie!
Thank you so much for having me. What a delight.
Now, you were saying the new bedding is for your mom? Is that what I heard?
Yes, my mom is visiting.
How long is she visiting for?
10 days, but she came on Saturday? She came on Saturday. Sure. And she and I actually just went to Big Sur for a couple of days. It was really nice.
Was that spectacular?
Yes. It's her perhaps favorite place in the world.
Perhaps a photo will end up on your Instagram where folks can find you.
Yes, it is. Jackie there DeRuthi. Are beautiful photos at Jackie DeRuthi of me and my mom in the wilderness.
Fair enough, and thank you for that. James Heaney.
Wow, it is great to be back. I can't wait to come back again next week when I'll be home in L.A., recording for there. And gosh, would it be great if we could be in the studio one day soon. Yep. If you ever want to contact me, you could easily get a hold of me through whatever reviews you want to post a review.
Nice.
In fact, this is from Salmon 2. They say, by far the best podcast out there. You email them scene suggestions and they work their magic. You won't regret it, y'all.
Look at that. Who's that from?
That's from Salmon 2 via Apple Podcasts.
All right. Somebody got a summons and they decided to write a review. That's pretty sweet.
They got two.
Thank you for that, James. Craig Kukowski.
Hey, good to be back. Tech issues have been sorted out. And
congrats on your new laptop.
Hey, thank you. Back in the saddle. And I'll be hitting the road soon, so I might have to miss an episode or two for that. But resettling in North Carolina by the lake.
We look forward to that view.
Yeah.
Once again.
It's a nice view.
Feels like it's been about a year. And thank you for that. Can't wait. Joey Greer.
Yeah.
We're going to be very sorry to see you go as well.
Why? Why?
Oh, you didn't tell him?
Nope. I did not tell him. I'm sorry.
What's going on?
It's an awkward moment. Let's thank our engineer and producer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. In abstention. And the fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, thanking each and every damn one of you so very much, sincerely, for joining us and telling everyone you've ever met, and for writing a review. Send it on over to however you listen to the show, and that's how James will find it, I suppose. Be kind to each other, please.
It helps. Until next time.
Alchemy this!
Alchemy this!